Let's go to the movies. I had said I wanted to do The Warning, which is a PBS documentary about the efforts of Brooks Lyborn to regulate derivatives during the Clinton administration. But then I saw Netflix documentary done by Bloomberg Businessweek, Hank, 5 years from the brink, whereas former Secretary of the Treasury Hank Paulson tries to justify the bailouts. And Lord, it's painful to watch. These are both stories told from the point of view of the official story. The Warning is useful in the sense that it describes a very solid, very capable, very well-connected, credible player trying to do something about derivatives, which was very much within her scope, and being slammed by Greenspan, Summers, and Rubin in a way that is frightening and literally being pushed out of government. And so it shows you the importance of derivatives to those players and leaving derivatives sort of unattended in the shadow markets. And you can see it very clearly. What you don't see is anything about why that is so. So you don't get an overview of the real reengineering of the financial system and the sort of the governance on planet Earth. It doesn't take you into the deeper story, but it does do a good job of showing the importance of derivatives to doing so. Hank, 5 years from the brink, is very painful to watch, whereas Hank Paulson basically defends and promotes the official reality. One of our subscribers wrote in and says, I hope you point out that his position allowed him to sell his Goldman stocks before the crash without paying any taxes. Yes, that is the case. I think he wouldn't have come unless he could have done that. I don't think that's the reason he became Secretary of the Treasury. But there's no doubt about it. Hank Paulson played the patsy on that part of the story. And anyway, but you will get some of the official story by watching it. It's exceptionally painful. And what you're watching is almost a story of massive disassociation of the official reality from what was really going on. And yet, I will tell you, if you're in that spot and you don't appreciate what is really going on when the music stops, you can understand how he got cornered and rolled, so to speak. Well, those two documentaries, if you want to revisit that period and get more into the official story, again, they don't tell you the deeper story. If you want to understand the deeper story, read my blog post, Financial Coup d'Etat. One of the things I'm reminded when I saw these documentaries is the extent to which during that period, people like Bourne or someone like me or various folks trying to do something about what they were seeing were struggling within their immediate sector. They didn't see the bigger picture. And in the blog post, Financial Coup d'Etat, I talk about being in London with a reporter who had seen what had happened in Russia and another reporter had seen what had happened in East Europe. And I, who had seen what had happened domestically in North America, and we all gave our presentations only to realize in horror that we had each been dealing with one leg of the elephant, but in fact, there was an elephant in the room, and we had the same firms, the same law firms, the same investment banks, the same sovereign governments operating globally in literally a financial coup d'etat. And it was a magical moment because what we all realized was that each one of us in our own sector had been dealing with a global movement that was clearly amazingly coordinated. They knew what they were doing. And that's, of course, why I always try and get you guys to listen to and watch the Sir James Goldsmith video or read my online book, Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits, because, in fact, it was a plan and they knew. And if you watch Rubin and Greenspan and Summers sit down and basically drive Bourne out of government, of course, they were privy to the larger plan.